Hello, this is Lincoln with the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, April 24th, 2025, beginning at the top of the paper with Easter fun. Weather doesn't dampen spirits of Easter egg hunters, by Kim Raby for the Times-Republic. Though the weather was looking uncertain this past Saturday, it didn't dampen the spirits of about 75 children who took part in the annual Crescent City Easter Egg Hunt. The event takes place each year on the Saturday before Easter at Heritage Park. There were several prizes and one grand prize basket in each of the five age groups. Winner of the grand prize basket in the under two group was Kip Redeker, son of Kayla and Boyce Redeker of Crescent City. He attended the event with his parents and aunt, Carrie Heideman of Nashville, Tennessee. Darren Hooper was the winner of the grand prize basket in the 2 to 3 year old group. He attended the egg hunt with his mother, Anna, sister Layla, both of Crescent City, and his grandparents, Dennis and Laura Hooper of Watseka. For the 4 to 5 year old age group, the grand prize basket was won by Preston Turkany, 5, son of Derek and Dawn Turkany of Watseka. The grand prize basket for the 6 to 7 year old division went to Emma Brown of Crescent City. Attending the event with her were her mother, Mallory Redeker, and her grandparents, Larry and Nancy Redeker, all of Crescent City. The final grand prize basket for the 8 to 10 year old group went to Patrick Anderson of Westville. He was visiting his grandmother, Teresa Anderson of Milford, who attended the event with him. There was a guessing game in which guesses were taken on the number of candies in a bucket. The winner had to come closest to the actual number without going over. There were 70 pieces in the bucket, and Dan Grabo of Crescent City won with his guess of 67. The egg hunt also featured 4 random drawings for prizes, and the winners of those were Mallory Redeker, Lisa Blanchett, and Carter Robinson, all of Crescent City, and Zayla Price of Watseka. Helping with this year's event were Judy Kilgore, Kim Raby, Kathy Christensen, who also donned the Easter Bunny costume, Satori Raby, Josie Eikens, Addison Raby, and Aubrey Pfeiffer. The event was sponsored by the Village of Crescent City, M&L Lawn Care of Crescent City, Crescent Iroquois EMS, Casey's, McDonald's, Walmart, Hometown Family Foods, Sparkle U2, K&K Designs, Monocles, Prospect Bank, and Hustle Recovery of Tennessee, Troy Sandifer, and Kyle Williamson. Then there are some lovely pictures here. The grand prize winner, Preston Turkany. Here we have Kim Redeker of Crescent City, Patrick Anderson of Westville, Emma Brown, 6. And that's all for Easter fun. Next, we go to new Watseka officials sworn in at April meeting by Carla Waters, managing editor. New Watseka officials took oaths of office April 22nd. City Attorney Joe Kanekar administered the oath of office for incoming Mayor Benny Marcier, Clerk Amanda Hibbs, Treasurer Glenda Hawkins Carlson, and Alderman Jeff Peterson, Charlie DeWitt, Mark Garfield, and Nick Brault. The new officials took their seats and began their duties. The first item on the agenda was to approve an ordinance to purchase 9.55 acres of real property, commonly known as the Mueller subdivision in Watsika. The cost is $90,000. Marcier said this is for our potential housing development on the north side of town, along with the Laborers Home Development Corporation. It is in cooperation with them. The intent is we have the property for them. They are a nonprofit group. They potentially have the ability to put in a $2.5 million housing development. Peterson asked, this motion is to purchase this, not to go ahead and move forward with building. And if we don't move forward with building, our other options are? Marcier said, we would own the property. We just wouldn't develop it. The ordinance was approved 7-0. Several transfers were made, including $83,000 from the general fund to the police pension, $112,500 from liquor tax to police pension, $112,500 from liquor tax to promotions, $161,500 from gaming to police pension, $200,000 from general fund to street and alley, $200,000 from general fund to capital purchase, and $75,000 from general fund to revolving loan fund. A possible purchase of 2 copiers and 2 printers from Xerox Business Solutions for $48,453 was tabled. Peterson said that he believes there are other leasing options that could be explored. The council also approved asphalt crack sealing work by Freehill Asphalt for $23,000. That work will be Hamilton Street from 4th to 5th Streets, 4th Street from Jackson to Legion Park, Ward Memorial, and Fairman Avenue from Belmont to 4th Street. Garfield asked if this was put out for bid and was told it was not. It was mentioned that Freehill is the only company in the area that does this work. The work was approved 6-1 with Garfield voting no. The council approved 7-0. Conexus Internet 200M for 48 months for a cost of $139 each for wastewater treatment plant. Oh, that can't be right. Wastewater treatment plant and public works. Garfield also asked if this was put out for bid. Public Works Lauren Grosvenor said this is really the only option in the area. It is less than what is being paid to Mediacom currently, he said. The Riverside Ambulance Agreement was approved for 2 years at $15,150 per year. Peterson voted no and Brault abstained. The DNR flood mitigation for Lee Farms with an aggregate bid of $45,500 for 813 West Franklin, 101 Fiddler Court, and 559 North 4th Street was approved 7-0. Marcier said this was publicized and anyone could have bid, but this was the only bid received. Marcier announced his mayoral appointments. They include Lewis Kanker, attorney LTD for city attorney, Eric Starkey for police chief at $60.10 per hour, and effective May 1st, Shane Eads for COD enforcement officer, $25.20 per hour part-time, effective May 1st, Ken Baer, fire chief, Lauren Grosvenor, public works director, water wastewater superintendent, building inspector Eric Brandt, Kathy Mock, administrative assistant, city collector. Alderman Scott Munch said he did not like the way that the police chief appointment came about. I don't want Eric Starkey to take this personally, he said. I, personally, for 15 years while on the police department, fought to get people promoted, and they were not. And we finally got a police commission in and got people promoted, and then I got sick and had to retire. I had no hard feelings. I was glad to get people promoted in the department. I just have a feeling this is going to set the department back the way this went about. We asked Mark, Harris, interim police chief, to step up. Mark stepped up and had no issues, and suddenly Mark had the rug pulled out from under him. I personally still consider myself a part of that department. As chairman of public safety, I talked to all these officers, and I thought that was my position. I've talked to these guys, and I was hoping me getting on this chair would smooth things between the mayor and the department and us not go backwards, and I happen to know that there's enough people upset in that department that at least four are looking to go elsewhere because of how this went down. I have nothing personal against Eric Starkey. I just wish this wouldn't have been. I don't want to say the word, but it was said when we made the committee to hire people, it was turning into a big show, and that's what I want to say about this. I wish it would have gone differently than it did. Marcier said, the reason Eric Starkey was chosen was because he qualified. Interim Chief Mark Harris did not. He was not one of the last four that we interviewed with the special committee that we had. Eric was one of the four that was chosen as possible chiefs, correct? Munch agreed. Correct. And he turned it down. Then we asked a couple of people to step up, and Mark did. I thought at least it was decided to table it until the new council came in. I thought there would be discussion. I just don't like the way it happened. I pray that things can be smoother in the future. Marcier said, Eric was chosen from the four. He was one of the four who qualified for all requirements we had in the original application. Munch and Harris made it clear he wanted to be considered, and that he enrolled in classes to meet requirements. The motion to approve the mayoral appointments was approved, with Munch voting no and Brault abstaining. In miscellaneous business, Garfield said he is concerned about the police pension fund being underfunded. He wants to make sure the pension gets caught up. It needs to be looked at. More money needs to be added from either the gaming or liquor tax, as we are now into deficit spending, he said. He also said that the opera house need to come down, and the roof over Traditions needs to be fixed. You will not hear me be quiet on this, he said. I will bring it up every month until it is rectified. And in a related story, Starkey Ready to Serve People of Watseka as Police Chief, by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. Eric Starkey is looking forward to his new role as Watseka Police Chief. He was sworn in at the April 22nd meeting of the City Council and will officially start in that capacity May 1st. He leaves the Iroquois County Sheriff's Department to become police chief. Change is hard, he said. You've been somewhere for 20 years, and you've dedicated so much time and effort into doing your job that you love. To make a change is hard. It was a little nerve-wracking coming here tonight just because of the situation of changing jobs. When you get here tonight and see the amount of people that come and take time out of their day to show you how much they care about you and that they support you, people that I truly care about and invest so much time and effort into, all those nerves just went away. He said he is ready to get started. My role will change from what I was doing at the Sheriff's Department. I couldn't be more excited and honored to protect and serve the citizens of a town that I've lived in and raised my family in over the last 20 years. being on the school board, being active in all the coaching of youth sports and high school sports that I do, and all of the relationships that I've built over that 20 years, friends, family, business owners, kids, to be able to focus my attention and serve them and this city is something I couldn't be more excited about. Starkey said he is very appreciative of those who stepped up to fill in between the time that retired Chief Jeremy Douglas left and he takes over. I think the mark that Mark, Interim Chief Harris, needs to be recognized for what he did in the interim. He was asked to do a job and he did it. Starkey said he is excited to work the officers and continue to move the department in a positive direction. Rescue dog chosen for cover photo of canine publication by Carla Waters, managing editor. An older rescue dog is proving that age is not an issue in the canine world. Sheba, a 12-year-old dog who was adopted through Iroquois County Animal Rescue, ICARE, is a cover girl for Fido Friendly Magazine's Spring Edition. Owner Tracy Ahrens of Moments said, entered the contest for the cover photo for fun, and Sheba won. I've taken photos of my pets in festive outfits for holidays for years, she wrote via email. Sheba was never photographed like this before. She's a pro when she sits before my camera. Another image of her all appears inside of the magazine. Ahrens said the magazine is available online and print orders can be taken. I learned about Fido Friendly Magazine from an acquaintance and have followed them on social media. I saw their cover image contest noted and for fun submitted the spring themed images of Sheba. This wasn't the first photo of Sheba, a Labrador Chow Chow mix, to be published. She was also in this year's 365 Dogs Page a Day calendar by Workman, published in Mardi Gras attire. March 4th, she was featured, Ahrens said. Ahrens said it was Margaret Fox, president and founder of Iroquois County Animal Rescue, who first introduced her to Sheba. She knew I had recently lost my senior dog, Ahrens said. She messaged me one day saying she had a senior dog new to their care that I needed to meet. Margaret knew that I adore senior dogs. She sent me photos and I arranged to meet Sheba with a foster parent at PetSmart in Bradley. I decided to adopt her. My previous dog, Angel, was adopted at age 11. She passed at age 16. Ahrens said she asked about Sheba's past and was told a little bit. I knew her owner had medical issues and needed to surrender her. I was told that her owners loved Sheba dearly and it was very painful to surrender her. Ahrens soon learned that Terry Skinner of Watsika was Sheba's owner. We have kept in touch with text messages and I have taken Sheba to see her. Terry had Sheba since she was a puppy. She helped save Sheba's life as a puppy when Sheba contracted parvovirus, Ahrens said. Sheba has a luxated patella and mild dysplasia of both hips. However, that doesn't slow her down if she sees a bunny or a squirrel, Ahrens said. Ahrens and said Skinner told her Sheba was always very social and loves being with people. She is a funny dog that seems to always smile. She dances in circles when she's happy or seeking a treat. Terry also taught her many tricks, including sit, stay, shake paw, and down. Sheba continues to make friends and be social. Sheba became fast friends with my next-door neighbor, Kathy Thiessen, who is retired and babysits Sheba at her home while I work, Ahrens said. Sheba enjoys treats, including baby carrots, which is helpful in getting her to focus when I take her photos. Terry said Sheba never posed for photos like this in her past. Her favorite toys are two green stuffed ducks, a small red duck, and a stuffed squirrel. She has a small plastic wading pool for use in hot weather. Kathy enjoys snacking on goldfish crackers with Sheba when they watch television together. Sheba received some swag for her magazine cover, including Knollwood Lane kitchen towels from Aaron's. Dog grooming gloves from Hands On, a red leather harness, leash, and black poo purse from Buddy Belts, and an assist loop. Aarons said the assist loop products are clinically proven to decrease pain and inflammation, accelerate healing in soft tissue and bone, and decrease the need for pharmaceuticals. Established in 2001, Phyto Friendly magazine had a reach of over 260,000 people. This reach included people on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and in the magazine's email database, according to their website, she said. Phyto Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each issue includes hotel and destination reviews, adoption stories, health and wellness topics, and the latest trends. And now to Unit 9 School Board Conducts Reorganization Meeting by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. The Unit 9 School Reorganized, April 15th, with new board members sworn in and officers elected. Amy Daniels, Eric Starkey, and Jill Erickson took the oath of office. Erickson is new to the board, with Starkey and Daniels elected as incumbents. Board member Brittany Clover was re-elected as president of the board. Amy Daniels was elected vice president, and Rebecca Wittenborn was elected secretary. Pam Verkler was approved as the Unit 9 treasurer. Connie Breeling and Adam Ely were approved as the district recording secretaries. Ely is the Unit 9 IMRF authorized agent. The board approved an increase in breakfast and lunch prices for the 2025-26 school year. The board was presented with Riley Andriano's Director of Operations report. In it, he said that summer projects contracts are signed and ready to go. In it, he noted that the intercom system has been installed at Wanda Kendall School and is functioning. Training has been conducted. Window film was installed at the high school and junior high over spring break. He is following up with the contractor on the punch list, noting that overall he is happy with the project. Attendance trends were also discussed with the district at 880 students as of April 9th. The number has fluctuated slightly from the November count, which was 884, but is held at 880 for March and April. After an executive session, the board approved the resignation of Chad Clover as a math teacher, the resignation of Leslie Dearlam as a paraprofessional. Library aide was also approved. The resignation of John Devine as high school junior high assistant principal was approved, as was the resignation of John Edwards as a special education teacher. And now to obituaries. Concepcion Connie Dumaran Bohannon, 81, of Cisna Park, Illinois, passed away on April 14, 2025, at Alden Healthcare Center in Des Plaines, Illinois. She was born on June 14, 1943, in Camarines-sur-la-Provence in the Philippines, the daughter of Victorino and Illuminada Esguerra Dumaran. They preceded her in death along with her husband, Thomas N. Bohannon, married in Chicago on December 23, 1978. She is survived by two sons, Jonathan Sarah Bohannon of Mahomet and Jeffrey Bohannon of Chicago, and one daughter, Beth Ann Tim Biggs of Baldwin, Missouri, as well as several grandchildren, Kylie, Nathan, Shelton, Sydney, Lilliam, and Everett. She is also survived by her two sisters, Teresita Manila and Celestina Naval, one brother, Victorino Dumaran Jr., stepsister Elva Dumaran, and preceded her death was one sister, Angelina Dumaran. She is also survived by numerous cousins, nieces, and nephews, for which she is affectionately known as Lola or Tita Baby. Visitation will be from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, April 24th, that was yesterday, 2025, at the Knapp Funeral Home in Watseka, Illinois. A short memorial visitation will also be held today, Friday the 25th, from 9 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. at Knapp Funeral Home, with a Catholic Mass to immediately follow at St. Edmund Catholic Church in Watseka, Illinois, at 10 a.m. Burial will be at Bailey Cemetery in Latona, Illinois, on a later date. Please share a memory of Connie at knappfuneralhomes.com. Sheldon Mann arrested on child pornography charges. On Wednesday, April 16th, the Iroquois County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Marshals Great Lakes Region Fugitive Task Force arrested Mark S. Oberlo, 62, of Sheldon, who was wanted on an Iroquois County arrest warrant charging him with three counts of child pornography. According to sheriff's police reports, Oberlo was taken into custody by task force officers at his residence without incident and transported to the Iroquois County Jail. Drug Take Back Day planned for April 26th in Iroquois County. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. April 26th, the Iroquois County Sheriff and the Drug Enforcement Administration will host DEA's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day at locations across the country. According to information provided, DEA and its partners will collect tablets, capsules, patches, and other solid forms of prescription drugs. For more than a decade, the event has helped Americans easily rid their homes of unneeded medications. Those that are old, unwanted, or expired have too often become a gateway to addiction. Take Back Day offers free and anonymous disposal of unneeded medications at close to 5,000 local drop-off locations nationwide. In Iroquois County, the Sheriff's Department will take unneeded medications at the west door of the Iroquois County Jail from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. April 26th. In partnership with local law enforcement, Take Back Day has removed 9,285 tons of medication from circulation since its inception. Collection sites will not accept syringes, sharps, and illicit drugs. Liquid products, such as cough syrup, should remain sealed in their original container. The cap must be tightly sealed to prevent leakage. For more information and to find a collection site nearby, visit www.deatakeback.com. Theatrical performance planned at Watseka Public Library. Save the date. Join us for a first-person theatrical performance. Deborah Miller will portray Louisa May Alcott at the Watseka Public Library on May 23rd at 7 p.m. Poet and author, abolitionist and nurse, patriot and suffragist, Louisa May Alcott was so much more than the author of Little Women. In this 45-minute performance, the audience meets with this prolific American author at the height of her health and success. Space is limited and sign-up is required to attend the performance. Ages 12 and up. Darcy is hosting Ladies Night Out Book Club on Tuesday, May 27th at 5 p.m. The book for May is Tom Lake by Ann Patchett. Please sign up at the front desk to reserve your copy of the book. This has been Lincoln reading the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, April 24th, 2025. I hope to read again for you next week. Have a very pleasant week.